Major unions representing teachers, health workers, state, college and university lecturers, as well as office workers, held a rally of more than 2,000 in central Harare, saying they would not return to work until the government addressed their demands. Civil servants have been paid between $150 to $240 a month since the Unity government came to power a year ago. The ministers in the Unity government are not paid much more. The government has offered a 10% wage hike, but the workers rejected it. The strike comes amid efforts to revive key sectors that nearly collapsed at the height of Zimbabwe's crisis in 2008, when public schools and hospitals ground to a halt. Dr. Amos Chizande, president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, said the government has done nothing to improve working conditions for his sector.
No matter how hard we try as an association to push for the improvement of the conditions of the health workers, we've seen that we are being ignored.
Raymond Majangwe, Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, has been one of the most prominent critics of ZANU-PF rule, having been detained by the party many times in the past decade. Majangwe believes Zimbabwe does have the resources to boost teachers' pay and references the lucrative diamond mines in eastern Zimbabwe.
I think the position that has been taken represents the real feeling of the workers. We are going on strike demanding that money that we know that is in Zimbabwe be paid. We cannot be told that there is no money when there are 300,000 carats of diamonds sitting in some office. As long as that diamond is going to be sold and be paid to the civil servants, then we'll come back to work tomorrow.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who was not available for comment, has said civil service pay takes up at least 60% of the country's revenues, and limited resources make it difficult for the state to increase wages significantly. In the first 8 months of the Unity government, only $2 million was contributed for educating 3 million students in Zimbabwe. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.